Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Volleyball Team, Andrea Kekmarinski, following the Tulip City showdown against the Dutch. And, Coach, I know that walking away from these types of matches, it's never fun to walk away with the losses, but a lot of really strong, positive things to build on for this team.
Yeah, I was so excited to see the girls' grit, how they continue to fight and battle and just kind of work through our game plan. So, yeah, it was really good volleyball.
And we talk about that game plan. I know that that kind of starts with the aggressive serving. We saw that at times. You know, at times it worked out really well. Sometimes it resulted in, you know, some big misses there. But ultimately, you know, talk us through that aggressive serve against a really talented Dutch squad.
Yeah, we were kind of slow to start in that area. And then once it clicked, like, we're a great serving team, the girls started to push into that and find their zones on their serving.
And looking at this matchup, too, I mean, obviously a very strong matchup with Pella High. You look at their team, a lot of great players there. Abby Brand, you got Katie Sheckle there, who presents some matchups. When you talk about the attack and just trying to find different ways around the block and, you know, their back line as well, what were some things that you felt really confident about walking away from this match and what your girls were able to do to kind of, you know, circumvent some of those challenges presented by Pella?
Yeah, I love the way that Bryn Runner was moving the ball around. Our offense has gotten quicker and quicker, and so that has allowed us to keep the net open a little bit more.
And talking about, you know, these three seniors, it felt like, you know, they've been a big part of this program for several years now, but they felt like tonight they really kind of helped take this group to another level. I know we talked about it a little bit off the air in years past against Pella, get down 2-0, and it just kind of feels like that insurmountable deficit there. This year didn't necessarily feel that way because it felt like the grit and fight was there, and I think that starts with those senior leaders.
Absolutely. They just totally, like, took on the game plan, brought the energy, brought the life, and just kind of pushed the rest of the girls into strong volleyball.
And, you know, the bench this year doesn't necessarily have a lot of girls to bring that energy as well. They do a great job of bringing it, though. You can still kind of hear them across the court, and they get some help from their friends in the student section as well. What can you just say about the energy level that is brought from the bench and the crowd even here in this matchup as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we love about this team is they're super connected, and so when something good happens, they're so excited for each other and constantly talking with each other about what they see on the court, and so they're a huge help, and I'm so glad that they're there for us.
And again, we're talking to Andrea Kekmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian Volleyball Team. Let's talk a little bit about that third set, too, as well. Kind of felt like offensively, the first few sets, it was kind of a back and forth. It wasn't necessarily a real big run one way or the other, except for maybe that first set a little bit there. But it felt like you guys were able to find a little bit of momentum there in that third set. What do you feel like kind of changed offensively for you guys to be able to get on that run?
I mean, the whole game we just kind of kept swinging, kept putting pressure on their defense, finding open shots on the court, and that's what these girls do. They talk to each other a lot about what's open, what's not, and they just help each other out offensively.
And one of the things offensively, too, that kind of like you talked about, keep swinging, that I noticed a little bit more in that third set was maybe a little bit more of that down-the-line attack as well. Mm-hmm. Was that something you guys talked about in a timeout or in between sets or something that maybe you were starting to see that kind of open up on the court?
I mean, our girls are just smart. They see what's open. So we didn't necessarily tell them exactly what was open because they see it. So they know what is open. And I just love that as the set got a little bit away from them in the third, they continued to put pressure on.
And now you look at this one, this is a match that really allows for that building from momentum going into Knoxville, right? You've got a lot of great things you could take away. You get a couple of days to practice up and work on some of those things that maybe you didn't feel as strong about, and you go into Knoxville and really build that momentum towards that South Tama match on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're just kind of in the fine-tuning stage right now, so I'm excited to see what they bring on Saturday.
Coach Kekmarinski, appreciate the time, and best of luck at the Knoxville Invitational.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Andrea Kekmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian Volleyball Team, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page.